Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Namari. Please prepare. There's a song that I would love us to do at the end of the preaching. Hallelujah. But don't forget, things, if you can just come and get... Oh, you are here. Okay, good. So, today we have people that are going to be ordained into ministry. And Paul would say to the church, Ephesians 4:1, as a prisoner of the Lord, I urge you to walk worthy of the calling that you have received. A prayer that he prays for the Colossians. And he says, we pray in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord. The way we live as Christians must align with the calling that we have received. The two texts that we're looking at this morning, they basically present us with this one thing. We have been called to a certain vocation. This vocation is demands that it places on those that have been called to that vocation. So Paul says, walk worthy. Because as Christians, we do not just live anyhow. We walk worthy of the calling that we have received. When you look at the idea of walking worthy, and you want to extrapolate the idea or the phrase walk worthy, it means walk in keeping with. Live according to the principles of kufamba kurarama maringe. Live as expected of. Let your life reflect kuti upenyu hwako utaridze. Live in line with kurarama maringe nezvaunofa. Or follow the prescribed pattern. So when the apostle is walk worthy, that's what he's talking about. And that's the message that God would send to us today. In a time where people are just living anyhow, and they carry the label mazoe, but they're carrying water, God would demand the church of God that we walk worthy of our calling. Because the calling that we have been called with places a demand on our conduct. So as a church of God, the salt of the world, the light of the world, we are called to walk worthy. To understand what Paul is talking about, let's take that phrase walk worthy from different versions. That King James Version says, walk worthy of your vocation. And a version called God's Word says, God's Word to live a kind of life which proves that God has called you. The New Century Version says, to live in a way that is worthy of people God has chosen to be his. Bible Basic English says, See that your behavior is a credit to the position that God has given you. Hallelujah. See to it that your behavior is a credit to the position that God has given you. Today's English version says, your life must measure up to the standard of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So the plea that we see here is a very clear plea. We have one calling,
that has come upon all of us. And we must walk worthy to that calling. When you come to the Lord, you have no choice to live the way you want. You got to live according to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Paul says to the Philippians in 127, whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel. So this is the gospel of love. Conduct yourself in a manner of love. May I say to the church today, where you are concerned, the reputation of God is at stake. I had the opportunity a few weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, to attend a funeral service where reverends ordained people took opportunity to be at the platform to scandalize and slit other members of the same church. And the non-believer who is there is sitting and is saying, what manner of people are these? Walk worthy.
Hallelujah.
And people are quiet. 1 Peter 1:12. Then he says, live such good lives among the pagans, that though they accuse you of doing wrong, unbelievers accuse people of doing wrong. Hallelujah. That's just this morning. I got a message. A strong accusation against my person that has come from a believer in the church and went to report an unbeliever. And this person sent me a message. This person's child sent me a message.
Say,
the people are saying this. And I am disturbed. But nevertheless, live such good life. Don't let the rest aspersions against you. Your life is a testimony that you are a true ordained minister of God, that you are a true child of God. Let me tell you something, church of God. As we work for God, there will always be smoke. There will always be dust. There will always be people that seek to undermine. But when you walk worthy, when you walk worthy of the gospel. Now, the Bible says, walk worthy. What is Paul saying? May your preaching match your practice. May your preaching match your practice. What is Paul saying? May your claims match your character. What worthy of your calling? We are called friends to walk worthy. Walk worthy is mentioned 6 times in Pauline writings. But the word walk is mentioned several times from the Greek word orchises, which means the way we walk must reflect that which we believe. Because belief must influence behavior. Otherwise, you are what we call a functional atheist. You believe in God, but your functions don't believe in God. There are so many Christians today who believe in God, but their work does not believe in God. There are so many Christians who believe they are children of God. But their praying does not prove that they are children of God. So our work must match our calling. We are called. I just want to show you the callings that we have as a church of God. May I have four people here? Five, including a pastor. May I have five people here? Praise the Lord. The word of God says,
so what am I doing not?
Walk worthy.
Pamba,
our first call is the call to salvation. Hallelujah. The call to salvation is a call upon every believer. So the Bible says, produce fruit in keeping with your repentance. So all of us here, reverence, non-reverence, apostolic, non-apostolic, we are called to salvation. We are born again by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What does the call of salvation do? It takes us out of the world and places us into the family of God. So that's why after every service, there is a call to salvation. The second call that we have received, we are called to be saints. A saint is not a canonized Catholic priest.
It's
anyone who has received salvation and you become a saint. Those that have got problem with predestination. Predestination is not unto salvation, but it's unto sainthood. Once you come to salvation, we have no choice but to conform to the image of Jesus Christ. And this call to be saints is for all believers. This is why Paul says to the saints at Ephesus. Come on, somebody say, I'm a saint. Now, this one here is God's gift. This one here is what we call imputed righteousness. God gives us the sainthood, but we are also called to sanctification. Sanctification, we are fighting the world that wants to come back. So it's me. Like Paul saying, I don't know what I am doing. That which I don't want to do is the same that I find myself doing. Paul then says, don't offer the members of your body as instruments to sin. Hallelujah. Sanctification. So we are going to salvation, everyone. To sainthood, everyone. We are called to sanctification, everyone. But we are also called to service. Paul says, Paul, a servant of God. Now, when it comes to service, Romans 12, verse 3. To all of us, grace is given. 1 Peter 4:10. Hallelujah. Each one of you must use the gift that God has given them. Ephesians 4:7. You know, according to the measure of faith, everyone is given grace. So, we are called to service. The men and women that we are ordaining today, they are called to service. All of us here, we are called to service. But now, what's happening this morning is we are recognizing that you can be saved, a saint, sanctified when you are serving. But there is another call that is upon the church. It's a call to standards. So, the standards are when we say walk worthy. Now, why do we ordain people? If we believe in the priesthood of all believers, if we believe that we are all servants of God, when it comes to service, there's three categories of service. There is a manifestation service. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. But there's a motivation service. Romans chapter 12. But there's a ministry service. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. So we are ordaining those that are in the ministry service. Why do we ordain those that are in the ministry service? We are consecrating them because their standards are higher than every other standard. Because if you desire to be a teacher, the standard is higher. So by ordaining the pastor, we are consecrating them and setting them apart to be example to this that are in the church by salvation, that are in the church as saints, that are in the church to just serve. He is an example. So we are ordaining that person so that they can say, follow me as I follow Christ.
Amen.
Are we together, church of God? Are we together, church of God? Are we together, church of God?
Amen.
So, this one now is consecrated. Because they've decided to consecrate. You consecrate those who have decided to consecrate. At this level, you can do other things. At this level, you can do your business. At this level, we can call you minister. But at this level, we are coming to say you are an apostle, a teacher, pastor, given by God to equip this. Walk worthy of your calling. So, your standards is different to, from their standards. Because you have been singled out. Your standard, you are accountable to PAOZ. Across. At this level, you may be accountable to your local church pastor. But at this level, you are saying, brothers, I submit to you. And Paul says, make use of your gift that is upon you by the laying hands of elders. So this morning, it's not people who just have office that are going to pray for those that are being ordained. It's those with elderly functions. Because you make use of the gift that is upon you by the laying hands of elders. Church of God, you may take your seats. Church of God, we live in dangerous times. The gospel has been brought to disrepute. But it will take people who look to God and say to God, I am here. Brothers who are being ordained today, if an angel speaks another gospel, let it be accursed. Ordination is not a license, but it's a recognition. Reverend. Does your life show that you are a reverend, a revered one? We live in an era of titles. Some people have got titles that are bigger than themselves. The titles are just too heavy for them.
anotorema.
Walk worthy of your calling.
Ngatirarame maringe nekudanwa kwenyu.
Walk worthy of your calling.
Ngatirarame maringe nekudanwa kwenyu.
Why do we do this thing?
Tinoitirei kuzvinhu izvi?
Because it's about God.
Ndezvamwari.
It's not about pills.
Hazvisambu zvemunhu.
It's about God.
Ndezvamwari.
God desires
Mwari vanoshuvira
that we please him.
Kuti tigova fadza.
And there's different standards.
Vane maitiro akasiyana siyana.
If you read the book of Proverbs, or if you want to go to Psalm 15,
kana kuenda kwa Psalm 15.
God has standard for conduct.
Mwari vane maitiro.
God has standard for conversation.
Mwari vane maitiro anoita kana kutaura.
God has a standard for our company. God has a standard for our commerce. God has a standard for our commitment. So when you say walk worthy, there is a way that who is at level 5 must be so that who is at level 1 must desire to go to level 5. Because he who desires the office of a bishop desires a good thing. Make ministry attractive on the way of your conduct. Watch your life
and your doctrine.
Father, we thank you. We thank you. We honor you, God. That we may walk worthy. Father, that we may walk worthy.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
This is not just staring.
Let us say, yes. Muri, Mariba, Muri, Jehovah.